Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Soul Medicine Psychic Podcast. I'm your guide, Bernice Bisson. I've been a professional psychic, medium, and astrologer for 30 years, and I've read for thousands of people all over the world. Many of those readings have been recorded by my clients. In this podcast, I invite clients back to share their recordings as we flashback. We get to listen in on some of the original predictions and, in their own words, share some heartwarming stories, a few inspiring outcomes, and some unbelievable accuracies. I invite you to join us for a new journey each episode and come experience a little soul medicine for yourself. Something in the air, always something in the air. Inexplicable. In this episode, we listen in on a previous reading I did with Audra. She joins us to retell her experience from three readings we did together over the last several years, with the most recent reading in April being so deeply profound for her as her beloved Auntie, Nan, and others came to message her. And you'll hear more about those messages right after this. Something in the air, always something in the air.
Welcome to the Soul Medicine Psychic Podcast with your guide, Bernice Bisson.
Audra is a beautiful soul who originally came to me by chance in a group reading, and my very first words with her convinced her that I was the real deal. However, it was her last reading that really affirmed for her her loved ones were right beside her when they shared insight about her elderly mom and into an upcoming wedding, and noting the blessed necklace. And we get to hear all about those messages in her reading right after this.
Because small business owners need help. ThoughtfulMarketing.ca, helping businesses thrive.
Thank you and welcome back. We have Audra. Thank you for joining me on the Soul Medicine Psychic Podcast. And I wanted to ask you, how did you originally find me? How did this happen for you?
Originally, I went to a house party and you and another reader were reading. And I was originally supposed to have the other reader, but for some reason, something switched and I was told I'm getting read by you. And one of the first things you said to me when you sat down and started reading for me, you said, there's a very young aunt who is here and who's died. And I said, well, no, my aunt hasn't died. And she goes, no, she's very young. And she's here with her mother, Mary. And then that hit me. It was my aunt Violet who died at 5 months old. And her mother's name is Mary, which is my grandmother. So I knew you were the real deal right at that moment.
Appreciate that. And thank you, because to be honest with you, being a psychic picks you. You can't pick it. You can try a lot, but you can't. And it grabs you and says, no, you're doing it. And so thank you, because sometimes they're insistent. Now, let's get into it. So that was your first experience. And then you came to me for other readings, correct?
That's right.
Yeah. Now, I have a recording of, I believe, what's your the previous one we did together, right? And so what do you want to talk about out of that? What, from that experience, what's coming top to mind for you?
Well, why I wanted that reading back in April, I was with this young man. We were together for 14 years, and we had a horrible breakup about 5 years ago. And then I found out a year and a half ago, he passed away, and I was dreaming of him, and I couldn't stop thinking of him. And I just, my heart was just so broken because I didn't have closure. Yes, I forgave the breakup. That was fine. But his death, I could not accept. And I was so heartbroken. I needed to see you to see if there was something I could do for a peace of mind and to have closure. And you actually really helped me with that situation.
In what way? What helped you?
Well, I dream of him all the time. And yeah. At first, I was so heartbroken when I'd wake up because he's gone. But you reassured me when he visits me in my dreams, it is actually forgiveness and love.
Then we go to your third eye, your psychic eye, simplicity. So there's this man who died. He's the first one that shows up. Come back to him. Okay. He shows up in partnerships. So he shows up, family, in-laws, the partner of, and we'll come back to him. Do you dream?
All the time. All the
your dream show up the center. The two men, here's that man with his urn in his hand. The man who wasn't old when he died. Your ex-boyfriend, like mm-hmm, you said, mm-hmm. right there. Here's your dreams. Here's that older man who, or the other man who died. The older man. He's the emperor. So let's keep going to see the urns. Mm-hmm. Got them showing up here.
And everything that I hope for in these dreams is actually what he's bringing through to me. He is talking to me in these dreams. He has apologized for the way we broke up. He's like my guardian angel now. So it's a beautiful experience. It's given me that closure I need. And now when I think of him, I'm not sad. I'm very happy. And I know he's still around me.
And it's beautiful. You can feel him that way and that he shows up in that active state when you're sleeping. And I feel like when he does, it's almost like as a reassurance or a signpost, you know, that I'm still here. I'm still around you. That's beautiful. I love that. And spirit amazes me all the time. I know that sounds funny as a psychic to say that. I'm amazed all the time. There is spirit, the infinite power of how spirit can guide the right people, the right places, the right events, just in those moments, you know? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, there was some other things that you had talked about or had sort of sent me that's occurred in your reading. And there was something around an older woman with some health issues. We had talked about older men and women who wasn't well. They show up together. Mm-hmm. We've talked about. So do you want to talk a bit about that?
Absolutely. That older woman, you kept trying to, it was a two-syllable name and you were so close.
Do you know who Lucy? Do you know who that is? That's okay. L name, please hang on to that name. Okay. That's the L name's gonna be important. It's two syllables, and so I think it's a woman's name. There's actually four in total, but a man who wasn't old when he died, this older man who died, this woman who wasn't well when she died. Let's see, two of them show up together. That's important.
Anyway, her name is Ruby. She had died February this year. She was my absolute favorite aunt in the world. And she's actually the sister of that very young aunt who died that you first saw. So yeah. It's my grandpa and my aunt who are showing up visiting my mom, who's in a long-term care home right now. And you said there was a young spirit there as well. Well, their brother had died too at birth. He was a stillborn.
There is a lady in your family who needs care. Do you have a grandmother still?
No, my mom.
Then that would be, I'd be out of options. So this is probably her dad. Only because the dead show up for the living.
So my aunt, my grandpa, and my uncle are all together watching my mom, which is beautiful.
She's in good hands. Oh, that is lovely. Now, with COVID, do you mind if I ask, have you been able to see her?
My mom, no, it's been a year. And the last time I saw my mom, we were close, best friends. She was a wonderful person. But the last time I saw her, I don't know if it was the masks or what it was, but she didn't recognize me. So I pulled down the mask. She still didn't recognize me. She was so scared. She didn't know who I was. I tried to talk about everything that would trigger a memory, but nothing did trigger a memory. So I think she's has dementia, and that's just breaking my heart.
I'm sorry to hear that. And lots of love and light to your mom. I want to say that these active souls that show up with you, especially just in April's reading, are probably surrounding her so that she isn't scared and alone. So sometimes what we think people are sort of just rambling about, they're really having conversations with. They're really, and what I find even more fascinating is that when people have dementia or Alzheimer's, they show up in readings like they're deceased because they're talking, they're telling you things. So it's like you can hear them. I honestly think that there's times that they can project, their soul can project from their, because your carbon-based meat bag, your body has its limitations. And but your soul is perfect and brilliant light. It's always a reflection of God. And that's infinite. We only get a taste of it. We're like, it's a taste of it, right? And so, yeah, your mom's in good hands.
I do believe that. Thank you.
And I'm happy to hear that you were able at least to see her a little bit. Now, if we sort of keep looking, there was your auntie coming through, your family coming through. They always come with messages. They don't just come to say hello. They come with me, with news. Now, there was a few things that came up, predictions I made, apparently. Mm-hmm. Around a dog and a wedding and some names and tattoos. We want to talk about your dogs. Let's maybe talk about that.
Okay. Well, my dogs, I've had three dogs since I was an adult. We've always had dogs and cats growing up, but when I moved out of the house, I'm on my third dog right now. And my two other dogs, well, all three of them, actually, I have tattoos of them on my back with their names inscribed under their little faces. Well, big faces. They're all big dogs. Yeah. Anyway, you had mentioned that the young gentleman who died is with a dog. And that would be my ex with the dog we had together. And you saw an urn, two urns together. I don't have my ex's urn, but I have the dog's urn and a cat's urn, who they were best friends, the dog and the cat. And actually, my ex is the one who rescued that cat.
Could I ask you a different question, Roger? Absolutely. Did you lose your dog as well? I know you showed me a dog.
She's still alive.
Did you lose a different dog?
Yes.
Okay. I don't want to sound super weird, but I'm going to say it anyway. The man and the woman and then the man and the dog.
Do you have Kleenex?
Right over there.
Okay. I'm going to need it.
They all show up with you. Do you have an urn of your dog or something?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a man's urn with that dog? Okay. Can I ask? Okay. Let me ask a different question. Did you put three people kind of together or like, I don't know if I'm asking that question. Two and one together. Two show up together in spirit. One on his own. The dog, you have the urn. Do you know anything about the sun?
Yep. Not
celestial?
Not the celestial.
An urn in your hand and the responsibility of almost like, they're saying writing. So you're going to be etching, writing. There's words in a picture, in memorial of the man. I don't know. Some sun, celestial. I don't know why I'm saying this. So celestial, something. I'm going to go back to something I said earlier. Do you know what I'm talking about a little bit?
I kind of sort of am.
Okay.
I put his favorite cat beside our dog when he died.
Okay.
And he was orange.
Oh. Okay.
Celestial. Maybe.
Did you engrave something with writing in a picture? Is it a tattoo or a picture, like engraved, like...
I have my dogs tattooed on my back with their names.
Okay.
So, and you saw that. You saw that. You saw dogs and you saw inscriptions. And yes, I have tattoos of them and their names underneath them. You saw that. And as for the wedding, the very day that I booked you, I got noticed that I was invited to a wedding, a family wedding, and it's out in Alberta, and it's in November, and you predicted a wedding. You told me, you didn't predict, you told me of a wedding that's happening with the name Ryan.
Do you think about Alberta? Do you know people there now?
Yeah.
Ryan, Brian.
Oh my God.
Who's that?
Ryan, I'm going to his wedding in November.
Okay. Is that out west or something?
Bam.
And Ryan is the one getting married. Harley! Don't worry about that.
That's okay. Gotta love Doug's. He's got something to say, apparently.
So the wedding is happening in November in Banff. And you said there's a wedding in Alberta and there's a name Ryan associated to the wedding. And that is exactly it.
When I make predictions like that, mainly I always thought I was a clairvoyant, like I would see in future. And how do I get my information? I get it from deceased people. I get it from your energy. I get it from all kinds of places. And what I find is, when deceased people show me these things, it's because they want you to know they're literally there in that moment with you. And so when a prediction comes up like this and you're standing there, you just thank your auntie and granny and you thank everybody there. And it's because they're there, you know? So Ryan is your family?
It's my brother's stepson. We're all like family. We're a small, tight-knit family. And so, yeah, I was invited to the wedding and very nice.
And so aside from Alberta, I think also coming up in your reading was going back and forth from Gimli, Selkirk, Pinawa, and Alberta.
I'm going to make a couple statements. So traveling out of town, that would bring me towards Gimli, between here and Gimli, Selkirk, maybe Pinawa, like not far. And then Ontario twice. And then your trip to Alberta. You'll see it's all... Anyway, that could just be Lake of the Woods. Don't get too excited. East. Alberta coming. And then this is just out of town, like along the Red River, along the Assiniboine River, like just out of town. This out of town. Seems important, this one. Anyway, come back to that.
Well, my ex-boyfriend came into town by motorcycle. Ooh. He just came in last Monday and we were going to go to Gimli, but we ended up at Grand Beach. We ended up going tubing in Pinawa. We went for ice cream in Selkirk all last week. And he's from Alberta.
Oh my gosh. And he pulled up on a motorcycle. Look at you go.
Well, it was so much fun. And it was a Harley, just like my dog.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny. That is, you know, almost like synchronicity.
Because I totally forgot about that. I totally forgot about those little side trips that you were talking about. And then he had just left and I finally had time to listen to my reading. And as I'm listening to the reading, it's like, I just did all that with my ex from Alberta. Clearly, we're still very good friends if he's my ex. But all those places you mentioned, we were there.
And, you know, in that moment, know that you have a friend who died who shows up with you in that moment because they would have known you then. Mm-hmm. And that's beautiful. I just feel like they would have known about that because they tend to put people together like that. And when they show it to me, it means that they're there with you in the moment. So like other people who ride, you know,
right.
Motorcycles. Mm-hmm. Anyway, now if we go back to your grandmother, Mary, and your auntie, there's something about a necklace.
Yes.
What was that about?
Were you giving your grandmother's necklace or locket or something?
Not for my grandma, but my aunt who recently died.
That her necklace. Okay. Did you bring it?
No. For my first communion, she gave me, and every Christmas I wear it.
Like the cross or something. This necklace.
Yeah. I'll clarify after, like all of it.
She gives that to you. She wear it or use it as a pendulum and she'll talk to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, if you have time for this story.
I have nothing but time for your stories.
Well, back to the original reading when you told me about my young aunt who died. Well, her name was Violet.
Yeah.
And she died, and these numbers are going to make sense to you after I tell you the full story. So she was born February 19th, the very beginning of Pisces.
Yeah.
My birthday's March 18th, the cusp at the very end of Pisces.
Yeah.
So I always had this connection with Violet. Obviously, I've never met her, but I feel so strongly connected to her. I always visit her gravesite. I love her with my life. Ever since I was a young little girl, I loved her forever. I've never met her, but I felt I knew her. Anyway, it was my first communion, and her sister, my Auntie Ruby, who just died this February, my Auntie Ruby bought me a necklace with the Virgin Mary on it for my first communion. And my first communion was dated June 6, 1976. Violet died June 6th. So there's Mary, the Virgin Mary pendant, which is my grandma. My favorite Auntie Ruby, who is the sister of Violet, gave me this pendant for my first communion, dated June 6th, the day that Violet became an angel. So it's all connected.
Sitting at the foot of Mary, and I would almost imagine that when those entities show up around you, that you would smell roses.
I actually smell gardenias. Anyway, wow. I don't know if you can see the picture, but this is the grave site of me and my dog, Simba, one of the dogs who sat on my back, Violet's grave site, the one we visit all the time.
Oh, wow. So, wow.
Yeah. But
that floral scent is the Mother Mary, like the grandmother, like, and the mother, the Virgin Mother Mary. But it will show up like those flowers that it, and often people have reported that a visit from Mary with the flowers. So your beautiful Violet is with Mary. That's amazing.
Yeah. Wow. And it's just so funny how those dates all connect. And it's a pendant of the Virgin Mary, my grandmother's name, and the day she became an angel, who I always felt so connected to Violet. So one time I was joking around with my mom. I said, "Mom, what if I'm actually the reincarnation of Violet? Why do I have this strong connection to her? Am I Violet? I don't know." So I said, "So Mom, you're actually my sister, not my mom."
Hey, that, you know, people walk different lifetimes together. I too have a connection like that with a great auntie who died the year I was born. And she was not old when she passed. And she was a young, and I look a lot like her, and which is because no one else looks like me really in my family. So it's kind of I have that too. And I feel like she's always around me. I've never met her, but I feel like I know her. I understand her. And so, yes.
And that's my connection too with Violet.
And a lot of people have reincarnation experiences that you've walked paths with. And honestly, that necklace, it's like a sign from them that they're so present for you, and that just where, and honestly, I would use that as a pendulum almost to have them connect through with you, you know,
that would be
pretty exciting, and that they can answer yes and no, and maybe guide you. And it's a very, when we do pendulum work, it's a very different vibration. You would feel them. Sometimes it feels like anxiety, or it feels like a very physical empathy. And you'll feel that vibration moving through the pendulum, and you'll know that, and you'll even be able to tell the difference between when it's that high vibration of Auntie or say a lower vibration that would show up, right? You would be able to feel it just like a conversation with them. Mm-hmm. Now, is there anything else you want to add to our conversation?
Well, you nailed it on the head about me having two siblings. I have two brothers. I have a younger one and an older one.
Yeah.
And you mentioned one of them is divorced. And yes, my older one's divorced with two kids.
Yeah.
And then there's my younger one who is the wedding that's happening, the stepson's wedding.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're all going to Banff, and I'm actually rooming with my older brother when we stay at the hotel out in Banff. And yeah, so it's going to be fun to reunite with my brothers again.
Oh, nice. And I mean, a wedding in Bath. Of all the places I have traveled in the world, and I've been to a few, Banff, I think, is so magical, and it's going to be a magical wedding. Well, thank you. Thank you for joining me today. You know, in future, we can do different things. We can look at just channeling in. Sometimes people just write people's names on a piece of paper, and I just message what shows up. Sometimes I just scoop up everything that shows up with you. But the further we get away from the pandemic, I can get back to my old fashioned ways of reading, which is like palm reading, tea leaf reading, the hand holding, as opposed to just cards and crystals, you know? And so there's all kinds of different things. And I'm also, you're in Winnipeg?
Well, I live by Birds Hill Park.
Okay. So you're in the vicinity.
Yes.
I have some big seance and ghost and dinner with the departed events starting up again. And in some incredible locations. And so just kind of stay posted for that one. Okay, now,
absolutely.
Thank you for joining me. And we will definitely chat again.
You know it.
Well, thank you to Audra for sharing her incredible story of what transpired over the last few years of our readings together. And thank you for listening to the Soul Medicine Psychic Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and found nuggets of wisdom and magic, please leave us some stars in a review, or share it with someone you think would enjoy it. If you're a previous client and would like to share your story on the show, please contact us through our website. Until next time, stay safe, stay well.
So many years has gone by, but I think about you all the time.
Thanks for joining us. For social media links and to book an appointment with Bernice, visit BerniceBessonPsychic.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it. Remember, spirit has your greatest good at heart. Your soul is light, and you are valued.
Inexplicable, I can feel it in the air. Can you feel me?
Come on a journey like no other, where you will discover many rogues that will lead you to a happier, healthier, and more stress-free life. And the beauty is, you don't need any vacation time for this adventure. The journey will come to you. Join Avery Rich on your very own journey into yoga. Along the way, she will demystify yoga poses and guide you into a yoga posture or short sequence, all in less than 15 minutes. You have nothing to lose but stress. The Journey into Yoga podcast. It's not for people who like yoga, it's for people who don't like yoga. Follow or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or at averyrich.com.